And we find here in verse 20, "And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal." And you notice Saul now says that it's the Lord thy God speaking to Samuel. He doesn't say he is the Lord my God or the Lord our God, but he's thy God in Gilgal. And also he blames the people now for having spared the oxen and the sheep. And he does not take any responsibility at all, and yet he, of course, is to blame. Now you'll notice here in verse 22, though, and this is one of those remarkable passages of Scripture, 22 and 23 here. Let me read them. "And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he also hath rejected thee from being king." Now this is God's rejection of Saul as king, and it's on the basis of his rebellion and disobedience to God. This is something that's very important for one who claims to be a child of God. Now, I hear a great deal today of this informal and friendly approach to the Lord and to the Lord Jesus Christ. There are so many little songs today that go something like this, "Jesus is a friend of mine." Now, may I say to you that we need to be very careful how we use that type of approach to him. When you say that Jesus is a friend of yours, what do you mean? Actually, you're bringing him down to your level. If I should say to you today that the president of the United States is a friend of mine, then I'd bring him down to my level. But suppose that he went on radio and said today that Vernon McGee is his friend. Well, that would bring me up to his level, you see. Now, when you and I begin to talk about Jesus as a friend of mine, we bring him down to our level. Now, this is what he said. "Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you." Are you obedient unto him? How dare any of us today call Jesus friend if we're not obeying him? And to disobey is worse than witchcraft, and it's rebellion against God. And there's so many today that are like that, and probably like Saul. You almost have to conclude when you meet one who's totally disobedient to the Lord Jesus Christ, they're not his, because he's the one that calls the friends. He says, "You are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you." In order not to be misunderstood, I'm not saying at all that works enters into salvation. I'm saying if you're a child of God, you've come to the place where you know him, and he says also, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And I'm of the opinion, if today someone would say, "Well, I don't love you," I think he'd say, "Forget about the commandments." Because the important thing is to be rightly related to the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, to be a child of God is to know him personally. And that makes it different from any religion of the world. You can be a Buddhist without knowing Buddha. You can be a Confucianist without knowing Confucius. And you can be a member of any other religion without knowing the founder, but you can't be a Christian, friend, without knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And to know him is life eternal. That's the important thing. And that's the reason this is such an important verse here.